Webb's pitch. Renjifo swings and he hits one high and deep to right field. Garcia back. He turns, he looks, and that one's gone. Renjifo didn't necessarily pulverize that ball, but hit it well enough, got it in the air, down the line. 377-foot home run, and the Angels' lead grows to 6-3.
You're an idiot, and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Ruben cannot get a timing for his light show. He started blinking the lights here in Oxnard, top of the hour. Then it was the clip. And then after the clip, he started blinking them again. And then we get the Diamond Cavs intro on your home of the Rangers here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. The winning streak is over. They lose to the Angels 6-4. Jacob DeGrom gets roughed up, and he gives up a home run in his fifth straight outing. That has never happened in his career. 6-4, losing the opener.
6-4 losing the opener, and the Angels have gotten to him in 10 and a third this year against Anaheim. He's allowed 8 earned. And we talked about this earlier. Smoltz has always talked about you'll have your stuff 5 games where you can't be touched and 5 games where you can't figure anything out. This was kind of one of those games where he just can't figure anything out. He didn't have his stuff, left things over the plate, allowed guys to hit it. And it was a bummer of a game because you, in a pennant race, and they are firmly in a pennant race, you need to win your Jake DeGrom starts. You just do, especially, and they've been a hot team. You know, they've won, going into that game, they won 11 of 13, 9 of 10. They had
six
been like
in a row.
Six in a row. They'd been like 15 and 6 in the month. You know, which obviously circled around the All-Star break. So it's not like they went into the All-Star game hot and then got cold after. No, they've just been solid the entire month.
Yeah, and I mean, like, obviously it helps that the Astros are still skidding right now and they lost again yesterday. But the Astros did snap their streak. 19 games in a row of allowing the first run ended. They scored the first run yesterday, but then they ended up losing that one. But, this is it's good to at least see Josh Young back. Got a home run yesterday and seeing him hit the ball well. And, I mean, DeGrom didn't have bad stuff in terms of the swing and miss stuff. Like, I mean, he had 14 swinging strikes. He struck out 8. It's just he left a few pitches up.
And listen to this. These are the teams in the outside of Toronto, who's been tremendous. The teams in the American League that are ahead of them. The Tigers. The Tigers had just lost 12 of 13. The Astros were outscored 32-7 in their series with the A's. The Yankees, since May 28th, are 22-28.
Mm.
The whole league
is
cut. Boston, obviously, was red hot going to the break when it was like 10 in a row. The whole American League, though, kind of stinks. You got a chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a bummer of a game, but obviously they're still right in the thick of things in the American League.
Why did a Dez Bryant fight break out? Peyton set this up for us with the radio call.
Yeah, so this was, I believe, in the top of the fifth inning. The bases were loaded, and this is when I tweeted out that everything's just going the Rangers' way right now. There's a pop-up to the outfield.
This is the bet I took from you.
This is the bet?
This is the Angels outfielder who went underneath the ball, thought he had it. He dropped it. Two-run score. The Rangers tie the game. And then so here's the play-by-play call by Matt and Jared right here on the Fan, and then they kind of get into a Dez Bryant discussion as well afterwards.
The two-strike pitch. Swing and a ball hit off the end of the bat, popped up into shallow right center. Campero coming into his right is there, and he's got it, and he trips and falls. And did he drop the ball? I think he dropped the ball. The throw comes home. A couple of Rangers have scored. Garcia goes to second. What in the world just happened to Gustavo Campero? He had that ball, tripped and fell and dropped it, and first base umpire Marvin Hudson said no catch.
Holy smokes.
Marvin Hudson saying this is going to be reviewed, but there's no way they can say that he had the ball because as soon as it hit him the heel of his glove, he didn't even take a step. The ball came out, hit him in the chest, and he fell forward because the ball fell out.
If Dez didn't catch it, then Gustavo Campero didn't catch it.
Well, first of all, Dez definitely caught it. Campero did not catch this one.
Well, no, Dez didn't.
No, Dez did catch it.
No, he didn't.
No, he did.
No, I watched that game. They said he didn't catch it.
I watched it, too. I think this is
the rule might suck, but Dez did not catch it.
Whatever. This game is tied at 2, and if they reverse this in New York, there are a variety of objects on our table that are going to get thrown.
By you?
By me.
Jared is Packer fan. I've tried to hide that for years, but since he wants to be so aggressive with his call there, out him. He is a Packer fan, and they're both right. Dez did catch it, but he also didn't catch it.
Right.
That is the ultimate final answer.
It's a bad rule.
Yep.
Or was.
Was.
No, that was the thing that was so stupid about that. Like, it wasn't like, well, the rule's stupid. No, the tuck rule was stupid. This was like, they couldn't even define what it wasn't even like a rule. It was just like, well, I guess that was a catch. I guess it was like, it felt like they were making it up every single time. Yeah. It was, the problem was that it wasn't a clear rule at all. It was just where we're all going like, maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, move on.
877-881-1053, Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line here on The Fan. I tried to take more money from you, too.
Oh, yeah.
$20 bet, and then I was like, you want to go 50? Let me go 100?
And as you said that, I looked at the screen, and that was the first time they showed the side angle.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing the 50. I saw the side angle.
Have you ever noticed, like, he will take he'll take a really, like, aggressive stance, and as soon as you say, I'll bet you 50, and he goes, like, never mind, I kind of see it your way.
I initially did the $20 bet right away. I was like, yeah, I'll take the bet.
Yeah.
Because that's, when...
And then brought us firing more shots at you. Another reason to drop the ceasefire when he's like, baseball guy over here.
Is that, I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I'm snitching.
When he went and caught the ball, and all you see is the catch, and then him turn the glove.
Yeah,
and it's like, all right. Well, I mean, that's, they're going to say transfer. That's the, they always say transfer. But when he turns and you see the side angle, I mean, that ball's just kind of squirting right out at him.
Where are the Rangers in the power rankings?
They have jumped a couple of American League teams. They were at 15. They were behind Boston. They were behind Seattle. They have jumped both. They are up to number 11. So it's Toronto overall, number one. Mm. That's a crime. They got a run differential. I think they have a lower run differential than their games over 500 or close to it. Then Milwaukee, Chicago, the Mets, Phillies, Dodgers. So five of the first six are National League teams. Detroit at 7, Yankees at 8, Astros at 9, Reds at 10, and then the Texas Rangers. So there you go. They are moved up to number 11, right behind Cincinnati.
And that was CBS on the power rankings on that one? Yeah, and then they've moved up all across the league. So MLB.com bumped them up from 17 to 13. NBC bumped them up 17 to 13. And then Fox Sports had done 15 to 11 as well. So they keep climbing. I was just looking at this. They are still... I mean, it's ridiculous to look at. The Rangers have allowed 369 runs this year.
Nice.
Everyone else in the league is over 400.
Wow. Like the
next lowest is the Royals at 405, 40 runs behind what Texas is doing.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Before any of these guys get dealt, I want to give you the updated odds for the trade deadline in Vegas. By the way, we have an AL MVP update.
Well.
Oh, okay.
Who's the favorite?
Judge still a favorite.
He's not.
Really? Because 2 days ago he was still. He went from minus 700 to minus 300.
Yeah. Well, this is Bet Online, but I wanted to see if you would have a meltdown over Cal Raleigh is the new favorite from Bet Online at minus 160. Judge is plus 120. Then Scoobal, Jose Ramirez, Bobby Witt. All right. Tell me who you're interested in trade deadline wise between Dylan Cease, O'Neill Cruz, Suarez, who got drilled by 95 last night. Classe, he's off the board because he got busted for possibly gambling. Stephen Kwan, Alcantara, Zach Gallen, Ozuna, Bednar, Adolis Garcia. We'll start there. The Phillies are the favorite if Adolis Garcia gets dealt. Philadelphia, San Diego, Seattle, the Dodgers, the Giants. I got Ryan O'Hearn. I got Luis Robert. Any particular names?
Ryan O'Hearn. What are his odds?
Ryan O'Hearn, Seattle, St. Louis, Boston. The Rangers are fifth at 6-1.
O'Hearn was an all-star this year, and he's kind of like the – now that Josh Naylor's off the market, that would be the next one. The one I'm stunned to even hear you mention there, and it peaked
Gallen?
O'Neill Cruz. I mean, that's a dude who people project him out to be a guy who that's an exit velocity marvel.
Yankees, Padres, Dodgers, Phillies.
The Yankees have too many 6-7 guys that strike out a lot.
6-7.
6-7.
Here's nice.
Yeah. Oh! Eric Chia follow showing up from the G-Bag Nation. I will give you your chair here momentarily.
No, it's good.
Any other names?
Did you say Bednar, too? Was Bednar on there?
Yes. Bednar. Philly, Dodgers, Detroit, Yankees.
See, the Rangers, I would assume, because they're in on pitching, they're in on relievers. I would assume they would be in the run prevention guy. He was just one guy that I thought they might have interest in.
Let's talk about that. You got one more, Bob, or no?
No, I was going to check on Helsley, but I don't think you have him.
Let's talk about this Bryce Harper confrontation.
All right, so Bryce Harper, could you imagine this happened in the NFL? So Rob Manfred is in the clubhouse, and Bryce Harper there, and according to the reports, all right, it's over salary cap talk. So there was a recent meeting between the commissioner and Harper, and he told Bryce, get the blank out of our clubhouse if you're going to start talking about trying to implement a salary cap.
Yeah, this was a meeting not with Harper specifically. It was with the Phillies.
With the Phillies. It was in the clubhouse.
Yeah,
right?
It's these rounds that he's doing where he's meeting with every team's clubhouse around Major League Baseball.
So the thought is he's trying to convince the players, hey, guys, you know, we got this lockout, the CBA, that ends in 2 years, by the way.
2 years.
You know, we need to start talking about this salary cap. Otherwise, there's going to be a lockout. And now he's not using the word salary cap specifically.
Yeah.
He's just using the idea. And he's trying to say, well, you know, the top 10% of your league makes 75% of all the money. Which I'm like, well, I'm sure that happens in salary cap leagues, too. I mean, go look at the Cowboys. You got Dak, CD, and Micah. They're going to make half the – those three guys are going to make half the cap.
Yeah.
You know, what are the top 10% going to do? So so there's that aspect of it. And Bryce's like, dude, if you're going to talk about this, get the blank out.
And he's, you know, right, he's kind of insinuating, hey, a guy like Bryce Harper.
Yeah, he's telling –
he's taking your money.
He's meeting with the entire Phillies and saying, hey, guys – this dude over here is the reason why you don't have a contract you should want. Now, baseball contracts have not gone up the way NFL and NBA ones have. I mean, A-Rod's still 252 is one of the highest ones ever. Now, yearly they have, right? Because now you're routinely getting guys into the $40 million range, even beyond that. And Shohei's at $70 million.
But Bryce walks up, tells him, if you want to start speaking about that, you can get the F out of the clubhouse. Manfred did not run.
No.
Manfred reportedly stood there face to face. Of course, Nick Castellanos has to somehow show up in a story. He breaks it up. They end up shaking hands at the end.
So how dramatic of an individual was Jeff Passan when you worked with him?
I didn't remember him as dramatic.
Okay.
Well, he's a little pain in the ass now.
The way this is described is the most – his recounting of it – quiet for the majority of the meeting. Harper sitting in a chair and holding a bat. So Harper's literally sitting there holding a baseball bat.
Like MJ in The Last Dance.
Like, I'm sitting here. I want you to know I'm right here. He's holding the bat.
He grinded down the grip.
He grows
sawdust
frustrated.
Beneath.
He said players are not scared to lose 160. Like, he paints this like Harper, like, going, we're not afraid to lose 160 games. And then he just kind of walks up and goes, you can get the F out of our club. Yeah. Like, it's like an awful melodramatic HBO drama about like baseball or something, the way this was described.
And Castellanos is like, he's floating this salary cap stuff 2 years in advance of our CBA. He goes, that's like me saying in a marriage, you know, I think divorce is a possibility a couple years from now.
Let's project divorce.
Just a wild thing to say, man.
Did Castellanos homer yesterday? No, he did not.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers here with Sean, RJ, Bobby, and what perfect timing, Eric Chiafalo joining us for the rest of the program for PP in the morning. Peyton Russell takes over, then below the belt, all live from Oxnard next.